It's 73 degrees in Nashville. Sunny skies already this morning. We are expecting a sunny and warm day with a high in the mid-90s. The heat index as high as 105. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 7:04. An autopsy for a Memphis man killed by the Tennessee National Guard shows that he was shot in the back. The family of Tyron Johnson shared the report with the Associated Press. It contradicts a prior account by law enforcement that indicated the man turned toward them with a gun. The autopsy indicates the man was carrying handgun ammunition. The shooting occurred as part of the controversial Memphis Safe Task Force, created by President Donald Trump, which brings together multiple agencies. Members were involved in four fatal shootings between May and July. Local and state authorities have thus far said they have not seen the autopsy and have not commented. Johnson's family has decried the killing and sought video evidence from law enforcement. Meanwhile, Nashville's police chief quickly decommissioned a member of the city's SWAT team after he fatally shot a man on Saturday morning. Joshua Bainey has been with MNPD for 12 years. He fired three shots at 54-year-old Jason William Sexton. Police say the officer arrived to what was already an hour-long standoff with Sexton, who was holding a sword, arguing with officers, and keeping a woman in his car against her will. The newly arriving officer was told to use his police truck to block the vehicle. Instead, body camera footage shows he got out, took aim, and fired within 10 seconds. Police had been seeking Sexton since the day before when he evaded arrest. A few hours before the shooting, police say he threatened a clerk at a gas station. A family member had called in concerns that he was dangerous. MNPD and the TBI are both reviewing that fatal shooting. State agents are also investigating fatal shootings of armed men in Montgomery and Coffee counties. The TBI has been called to 30 shootings by law enforcement so far this year. Tennessee Secretary of State is pushing for more universities to offer accelerated bachelor's degrees and 90 hours of coursework rather than 120. Trey Hargett's role also gives him a seat on the Tennessee Higher Education Commission, but he says he doesn't like the name some accrediting bodies are using, like abridged or reduced hour bachelor's.
If you call it reduced hours, that tends to imply it's something that's reduced, less than. You know, if you see something that's at the grocery store, my wife brought something home yesterday, said, look, the price was reduced on this. I felt good about it because I'm a bargain hunter. But, you know, it might imply that, hey, this is not really up for prime time.
Hargett proposed focused bachelors. On an episode of This Is Nashville, he said he's open to any better ideas. Well, a heat wave is settling over Middle Tennessee this week. Temperatures are expected to hit at least 90 degrees each day, while humidity will push heat index values into the triple digits. The National Weather Service says there's a low chance that the air temperatures may even reach 100 degrees by mid to late week. In Nashville, this summer has been cooler than in recent years, but will likely rank among the top 20 warmest on record. However, the city's spring was the warmest on record, and the past 6 months in Nashville also topped the list for warmest March through August.